Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager John Underwood. How are you doing, John?
Very well, thanks.
Beautiful hot afternoon, maybe a bit hot for football?
Yeah, it was tough for our lads today. Well, obviously tough for theirs as well. Very hot day, but really good exercise for us today.
Credible 0-0 draw?
Yeah, delighted with that, to be honest. We set ourselves up to be quite tough to beat, and with, you know, just one striker, and we tried to be organised. Considering we're playing against a full-time professional side who had a lot more kind of minutes in their legs in terms of pre-season training than we have, massive credit to our lads. Just thought, pre-season games mean nothing, but there were so many encouraging signs from us today.
Was there anything particularly, or any particular players that you can draw on to say, they really impressed you?
Well, I thought all the new lads obviously fitted in really well. I thought George Wells at left back was outstanding. Obviously Jack made some great saves, 3 or 4 real top saves in goal. Inzi looked commanding, obviously, until he got that injury, which is a concern. He's gone off to get an X-ray just to kind of rule anything serious out. We hope he's okay. Kind of going through the new players. Obviously Lynch, the other one, I thought Matt did well. His kind of range of passing is really good. Played a couple of different positions for us today. So, yeah, really pleased with the new lads and the old lads as well. I say last season's boys. I thought a number of them played well. Got through 90 minutes. Some of them, Niz, Smarty. I thought we defended very well. Just pleased all over, really. I thought the front boys, Floody and Gav, had 45 each, and they had it tough up against two centre-halves, but I thought they did very well. I thought they did as well as they possibly could have done. So if Inzi's injury isn't serious, then it's been a hugely positive day.
Yeah, and in terms of the tempo of the game, it was competitive, it was fast, it was played almost in a non-pre-season sort of way.
Yeah, it was, which is good. I think that's what they would have wanted, and it's certainly what we would have wanted. It was competitive without being, no sort of silly tackles. Considering the heat, it was played at a very good tempo. Obviously, they made a lot more changes than we were able to, and we're bringing on, senior professional players. So, yeah, just delighted that we just kind of hung in there. We rode our luck at times, second half. There's probably a couple of times they probably should have scored. A bit unlucky with a free kick that hit the bar, but we just kind of hung in there. And I thought last kind of 10 or 15, we started to hurt them a little bit, and felt we could have had a penalty. The challenge on Gav, they gave a free kick outside the box, but kind of results, score lines don't really mean a lot. For us, it was more about how the boys applied themselves, the fitness levels, which were excellent, and just a really good start to the pre-season campaign for us.
Yeah, and also some game time where they're able to develop a little bit more understanding, form those partnerships, all those sorts of bits and pieces. That takes you on to Tuesday night again, another game.
Yeah, we've got Wealdstone here Tuesday, another great game, Conference South side. I think it'll be the same. I think it'll be competitive. We've just got to have a look at, there were some lads that played 90 today that we might look to, protect a little bit, maybe do 45. We're just juggling at the moment. We want to get fitness into the players' legs, but we need to not overdo it. We've got three lads on the sidelines today: Guy, Brad, and Manny, all coming back from injuries at the end of last season, and they're kind of almost there, and may well play a part on Tuesday. But we're just trying not to rush them as well. So, we'll kind of see where we're at come Tuesday and go again and just hope for another positive evening.
And in terms of Inzi's news, was there any other injuries at all?
No, I think just some blisters. Yeah, it's very very hot underfoot, some of the lads are struggling. Togs has an issue with blisters that he's very kind of susceptible to them, so we actually could only give him 45 minutes today. You're just trying to balance with working them hard and protecting them a little bit. We've still got 5 weeks to the start of the season, so we can't go crazy. So maybe this game was earlier than might be ideal, but when you have the chance for Wickham to come here, it's you take it when you can, and it was hopefully they enjoyed it, found it useful. I like to think we gave them a decent game that they appreciated, and we certainly appreciated the game that we got.
And a good turnout and a nice atmosphere.
Yeah, it was. I think good to get a four-figure crowd. Nice to see a good number of Wickham fans, and hopefully a few new fans that maybe haven't been here before that will like what they've seen. This game, and I guess the West Brom game, will be the you know, obviously West Brom will be even, hopefully even better supported than this one, and if we can put on a good performance, people will come back then during the season.
Excellent. Well, good luck on Tuesday night. Thank you ever so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Cheers. John.